Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Down for one more round. Set them up, my friend.
What a good one, man. I'll be gone and you can let some other fool set it down.
Oh, Alan.
Big Al. How's he doing health-wise? Have you heard?
Haven't heard. Need to get an update. 12 in a row.
Need an update. Well, we've already messed up the post. They're talking all over Alan.
It's just going to stop. All right, boys. It's my turn.
Oh, okay. So I thought it was going into the thing. All right. Don't want to get out of control here. There's a lot to be excited about. Jeremy Clements will be in an hour. We're going to do a... Unbeknownst to him, and yep. Jug, you can't turn around and not come now.
Don't do it.
Unbeknownst to him, a new game we're going to play this morning.
Well, it's going to be so much fun.
But right now, though, we've got the imagination of many of our listeners. You know, I as a way of teasing this segment for Truth and Consequences, I said the quote, "You want to do what in my bathtub?" The guesses y'all have been texting in are... further proof you are going to hell, like probably. I mean, it's wrong of me to judge you. I probably will be there with you now because I judged you, but I feel as though y'all are.
Did anybody say hooking up?
Okay, so there was orgy, but I do have to, like, it bugs me. Orgy. One orgy is with Y. It's not IE. It's like when you talk about the fun word for breast. You don't do it with a IE for just one.
No. Plus, that's got to be a lot of people, right, to constitute the O word.
It's got to be a big-ass bathroom or some small-ass people.
Yeah, you need a sunken bathtub for that.
Oh, I mean, most of mine are.
I love to take a bath, but I don't think anybody's ever crawled in mine.
Fat boy has a stunken bathtub.
Would you like to take a bath naked?
Your tub or mine?
I take a bath every night.
You heard right, tub.
Love baths. So I'm interested to hear what...
More than just my bathtub stinks.
Oh, God.
Somebody wanted to... No, my bathtub's clean.
I'm going to come over there and I'm going to just tie you up and slap you around for fun.
I want to know what somebody wanted to do in the bathtub because I'm curious.
Yeah. Well, it's no one... Well, some people got it right, but that's not fun. Bunch of big-time know-it-alls. And plus, I think we actually did say in the promotional piece, that...
So I got to listen all day.
I listen all day, guys. I knew you already said it had something to do with
listen all the damn time.
Woman's privates or something. I caught part of it. Sorry, I work at the factory. It's loud.
Working in a hot warehouse.
I didn't know it was that. I just thought...
All right, so we're going to say names here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Brett, good morning, man. What's going on with you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
This is kind of awkward, but I need to get something off my chest, and I didn't know how else to do it.
Well, I mean, the more awkward, the better, right?
Generally speaking.
It's usually what works.
Yeah, so my wife's sister, I guess my sister-in-law.
Right. Show him what he's won. He just figured it out. I love when people can't figure that out, though. When it's like, let's say...
They can't figure out cousins or nephews.
But let's say this, like, you're talking about your wife's sister. So her husband is your brother-in-law. But what is his brother to you? Nothing.
Nope.
But I saw somebody the other day trying to figure that out. We're related by marriage. Like, no, you're not. That's your brother-in-law's brother. That's your brother-in-law's brother. And you don't even count anyway.
No relation.
So your wife's sister, which is your sister-in-law.
Who I am related to, I guess.
Absolutely you are. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So she's pregnant right now. And she's doing a couple of months. And then out of nowhere, she and her husband start talking about wanting to have a home birth. But at my house.
At your house. That's like somebody wanting to have a seance at your house. Like, why not their own house? Why not theirs?
Yeah, I don't know. I figured, you know, their house or a birthing center or a hospital. But, they want to do it in my guest room. I guess apparently my wife mentioned we've got the space, and it just kind of spiraled from there. And now they're acting like it's all set in stone, but I never agreed to it.
So you think that's why they picked your house? Because I guess it's the nicest or whatever? Like,
or it's bigger.
Or is it or the tub or whatever.
That's weird.
Yeah, I got no idea. But yeah, they want to do it in my house. And like, I get that people want a natural experience and all that, but... You know, what if something goes wrong? I'm not a doctor, and I don't want to deal with all that, you know, like screaming and, you know, all the fluids.
True. Hey, nobody's ever heard of a dry nurse, have they?
Yeah. And like, also, you know, what if...
I think they have to retire at that point.
I get it.
What happens? You get fired? Well, I'm a dry nurse now. Yeah. I don't have a job anymore for me.
Got no lube.
Yeah, that's a valid fear. I mean, you got to think, maybe insurance. It's still childbirth, though. Like, things can go sideways kind of fast.
Exactly. So I had set up this dinner to talk it all out. You know, me, my wife, my sister-in-law, her husband.
And your brother-in-law.
And my brother-in-law, yes. I made reservations. And I cleared my schedule, and then when the night came, they actually no-showed and didn't even text me.
Wow, so they no-show the dinner, but they still want to use your house for the delivery?
Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I don't want to be a jerk, but I feel like I'm being forced into something I don't want to do. Yeah. So, I kind of need your help telling them just flat out. This is not going to happen in my house, you know?
So, I mean, you have to have boundaries. They're not respecting them for whatever reason, or they just simply don't care. And now we have to be the liaison to this world. And I have so many questions, but I know one of these questions will be revealed when we, I imagine it will be revealed when we call this person here in a moment, but, this is
it's big because it's not just like an hour thing. You don't know how long she's going to be in labor and who the midwife is and the crew in your home.
Yeah. I have so many questions here. I mean, this is like, what does your wife think? Which, let's see, are you related to her? Yes, you're related to her by marriage. You're now. What would this baby be in relations to you, family wise? Quickly.
Niece or nephew.
Yeah. That's good. There you go.
That's good because you don't know how they're going to identify. Yet.
They haven't revealed yet, have they? They had the big gender reveal thing yet.
They haven't told us, at least.
Oh, you know they know. Or maybe they don't. A lot of people like that genuine surprise now.
Wait.
Yeah. Like the people of the past. Yeah. They didn't know.
Now she could mess herself in the tub, too. Like, you never know.
Well, so that's one thing.
It's true.
So it will happen in the bathtub. So you must have like a, you know, and if you got it, dude, flex it. You got a big ass bathtub, like real nice.
I mean, it's pretty nice, but you know, nice. It's not huge or anything. It's just
right.
That's the natural place to have it, right? Like in the bathtub. Like the water birth thing is popular. Like I don't think they'd be in a separate room just trying to have a. I don't think they would let that, would they?
I don't know what the. Are there rules to that? I mean, are there rules on giving birth to your own kid, like where you can do it, or
it should be?
I would say,
should there be though?
You should have A on the door.
Wouldn't she be more Scarlet comfortable went. In her own home? So she doesn't have to drive somewhere to have a baby?
That's the thing. Well, I can't ask you this. I'll ask you this off the air. And I'll ask you this on the air, but don't answer it. They must have a crappy house. Like, it's not going to photograph well for a natural home birth. Oh, okay. You don't have to say a word, sir. Hold tight, would you? All right.
Will do.
All right.
Hang on, Bert.
It is Brett. Oh. And it's not the Hitman Hart. People are saying, wow, he's already, who's he calling here? No, it's not that. He's not calling,
Well, maybe it's not about the
decor. Calling Natalia.
It's about having a baby and the safest place to have the baby.
Wait, why do you say baby? You saying baby?
Baby.
What are you saying that like? Baby.
Kind of like Nell. She talked about Nell yesterday.
That's my baby.
That's my baby.
Like, are you reading for an episode of Matlock coming up or something? That's my baby.
That's my baby.
Maybe Miss Chickabee.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to ask him off the air is...
Is he going to watch the kid come out?
No. Like, his wife, who is... This is her sister having this baby. She is this conflict with his wife okaying it? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Like, why is he in the middle?
Why is... Did he... Is this caused... Sorry, I'm burpy.
You like you're about to Ralph a little.
No, it's just...
Gas in your throat?
Those are called sour belches. And no, it's just I just took a big old swig of drink and it was wanting to come back up and join us.
Okay.
But yeah, like the sister probably went to him and said, hey, they want to do this. And then he's felt pressured by his sister to do it. But now he's like, yeah, I got to know what the wife thinks.
The women have got to be on board with it, right? Like they love this type of stuff.
Yeah, but do you want to be like laying in your, especially if it's a nice ass bathtub? You lay in there, and all of a sudden, you like see something on the side of the tub, and you're like, you lick your finger, and you're like, "What is that? Get off there! Is that shampoo? Whatever." And it's placenta.
You don't want to accidentally hit the jets and have afterbirth, kind of
right in the face. Nah, it's bad. It's bad. Bad for the complexion, right, Paige?
Absolutely.
All right. He's going to call his brother-in-law, and he's going to tell him, "You're not going to have that kid in my bathtub."
Ew.
Good morning, everyone. That's what we do around here.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we're back. You know, I didn't get the chance to talk to Brett off the air. I was pulled out of the room.
Yeah.
By a bill collector. No, I'm just kidding. Since I didn't get to finish in the hallway saying what I was going to say, appreciate the offer, but it's silly for us to go on a sports radio show and talk about an article on sportsillustrated.com talking about an interview on our show. Like, what's to say? You know what I mean?
I don't want to work more, if that makes sense.
Well, it does.
Who does?
But it's like, you know.
Like, I don't want to look like an ass age, you know, to the, you know, whoever else, but like,
well,
I don't want to work.
I mean, that's hard for you not to do, but I really? Think that, yeah, it's like, man, that as a not listener of your show, I feel like that's filler. Actually, just simulcast this show and do them all a favor. All right. Danny. Oh, no, wait a minute. Did I say the wrong
that
name?
That was something separate for, you talk to Brett.
Okay. Yes. Hey, Brett.
Hey.
I just realized what I just did was rude. I didn't mean to say that. I just meant that, like, it just, I got pulled back in here, but I was like, I just wanted to make the point that, like, that kind of doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. You witnessed a wreck. Would you like to do a sit-down, one-on-one interview with George Stephanopoulos? You know? I haven't seen that guy since he's on Sesame Street. Now, here's the question. Your sister-in-law, who you're related to by marriage, your brother-in-law, same, they're having a child, and they're these new woke types that don't want to have it in a hospital like a real American. They want to do it at home. They want to do it in a bathtub, but not their home.
And we got to let the kid identify how they wish, you know, when they get old enough.
Do you, you know, you're supposed to let, this is an odd question, but serious question. You're supposed to let, if someone died in the home, you're supposed to let potential buyers know, I think.
That's right. Well, in this state, South Carolina, okay. Yes, you have to.
Yeah, because there was a house near a family member's house that it just sat for like 10 years before anybody ever messed with it. But do you have to alert them if there was ever a birth in the home? Like you say, do you like the gardens up there? Well, I have to tell you by the big R on my license that there's been 14 babies born in that bathtub. I mean, this is going to be
a lot.
And then next thing you know, the word gets out. She tells friends they want to come run out your bathroom. And
they would assume it was animals, right? No, it was 14 human babies.
Yes, it was human babies.
Half of them made it.
Okay. This is wild. And also the thing I want to
put an R on your license.
Yeah, the big R.
You don't have to tell anybody you're
yeah.
a big R.
Yeah, it's like wearing the scarlet letter. And then it's got the other little circle R for registered trademark. So it's like double R. R. So here's the thing.
He hung up.
He's still there. Brett, I don't want to ask too much and lead this in a way that I don't know how it's going to go, but just to let everyone know, they came to you guys, you and your wife, and apparently what I've been told is that the ball's in your court, and what that means is I don't want to break the seal on this. In other words, Fatboy, help me. You've been told do whatever you want to do, kind of thing. Meaning, you handle it, and you did. You scheduled a dinner that they were going to come to, and you were going to say you and your wife were going to present to them. Hey guys, thanks for reaching out, but we really don't feel comfortable with having.
Maybe it's possible they forgot about it.
Well, they didn't respond at all. They didn't text back like that's
no-showed it.
They just no-showed it. So you've tried. So for the people on the text line saying you're a SH blank, blank, blank.
Dumb bastard.
TY.
Dumb
ass family member. Mm-hmm. Then they should realize you tried. And this is going to happen soon. So you have to do this today. Am I putting words in your mouth?
I mean, you pretty much got it. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Now, here's the thing, too. With something like this, I don't want him to cuss.
I mean, people don't really cuss that much anymore, so we're good.
Okay. All right, here we go. It's truth and consequences. Brett's going to call his brother-in-law, who he's just learned he's related to, and he's going to tell him that that he's not comfortable. They're not comfortable with them having the baby there at the house. And this is... And I see your text. I don't know. Oh, no.
How's it supposed to go?
Was that Brett?
No.
Okay, Brett's still there.
I've asked a million times to get a new one, and nobody gives a rip.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? You go down there and look at all the vinyl banners and crap they got of towns that... I don't even know if they listen to us, but we can't get a phone. You hear this nonsense? All right, here we go. It's truth and consequence. I've stalled enough.
Hello? Hey, man. You got a second?
Hey, man. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I need to talk to you about something. So I've been trying to get with you and Jess for a while now, but y'all ghosted me on that one dinner that I scheduled.
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, she had a prenatal appointment thing that ran long, and then she was all she was all emotional. I just didn't want to poke the bear that night, you know.
Nah, I get it. I figured that was probably the case. But so here's the deal. I can't do this birthing thing at our house, dude. I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
I'm just saying that flat out. Like I can't have y'all birthing a human in my bathtub. I don't care how relaxing or zenful it might feel or whatever, but I can't. I can't. I'm sorry.
Dude, you think I want it at your house?
Wait.
You think I want it at your house?
What? What'd you say?
Brett, I've been saying from the beginning that we should go to a hospital. I didn't want it at your house either. This is it's all her, man. She thinks the tub in your guest room has calming chakra or whatever. But she's not listening to me. She ain't listening to me.
Dude, don't say too much right now.
What? No. I'm just saying. She's the one who wants to be like surrounded by family energy. I didn't even want to ask you about it. I told her from day one. This is completely crazy. It's insane.
Dude, we're actually on the radio right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. What? The rate? What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're on Truth and Consequences. You know the Rise guys, Matt Man and Fat Boy.
Hey, Paige.
All of us.
We're all here right now. We're live on the radio right now, Danny.
We're live right now.
Truth and Consequences.
Man,
so please don't cuss. Yes, please don't cuss. The one out of Greenville, South Carolina. That's us. The ones that you read about in Sports Illustrated.
Yeah,
that's us. The ones that they talked about in Sports Illustrated. Yeah. So,
every other site.
What'd you need? Brett needed some backup, right, Fatboy? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but you know, it sounds like you two are on the same page.
I think you both.
That is very odd.
I love it.
Well, yeah, I mean, dude, you brought me on the radio, I'm screwed.
I'm done. Said my piece. I'm sorry, I got to bounce before the spirals. Like, I hate to do you like this, Danny, but this ain't going to be good, man. I got to save a little face.
Yeah.
I wanted literal collateral damage as possible here. But
who's saying what? Who's that, Brett?
Yeah.
How are you going to leave before it's over? You're gone. The one who started it.
Brett hung up.
Danny?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm glad he feels better.
Did he just say he was going to hang up? Like,
You know, when you're on the radio and you hear the voices, Lord, I couldn't tell who was who. So, Brett, the one we started talking to. So, Danny is the one who is going to be the dad, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, welcome. We're still on the radio. Don't cuss, please. But that was real. Like, he wanted to call and tell you that because, wow. First off, let's moment this for a minute. Has that happened before where the person calls in all big and beefy, like, yeah, I'm going to give him a piece. Well, he didn't really say it like that, but he was just saying, you know, this is not happening in my house.
So he kind of had heat first. But now, Danny, you got it with him because, I mean, he brought you on the radio and just hung up.
Yeah, but what was so bad? Well, you said, yeah.
He kind of agreed with him, though.
Have you not, I mean, you don't know me from Adam. I mean, you're different Sports Illustrated, but do you care necessarily? Like, the fact that, have you said to your wife, you're not going to want to answer this question, but have you said to your wife, I think this is crazy, you should do it at a hospital? Don't answer that. That'll ruin your life. Don't do it.
Yeah, no, I plead the fifth.
Good, don't.
No.
I'm telling you, don't answer it. Don't answer
it. Well, it sounds like her mind's made up. Like, I don't.
First off.
Yeah, but she's, you know, she's still going to lose her mind when she hears this. Like, you know, if she's not in labor already, if she'll be by the time this airs.
Oh, no, we live, dude. But,
you know, we live.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you're used to most radio shows still taping everything.
You got some work to do, buddy.
We live, 7:42 a.m. Eastern, 6:10:25. All right. Can we save your number and
there's got to be more to
and
it.
Give you a holler here at the end of the show and maybe because yes.
If he left you on the radio, he should help you tell
like,
her.
That is a big dickheaded move, and I'm not talking in a complimentary way. Thank you.
No, in a weird way, guys, it's like I feel like there's like a load off my chest. Like,
gross.
And that's that, you know, that's a start, and I guess I'll deal with the rest with her as it comes, you know.
He should help you out.
Yeah, but that's like what? So I don't understand why he hung up, why he got mad, or did he get mad, or
he just
was
said
he like
he was done?
So just come in and raise hell and leave.
Something about collateral damage. He said I heard that part, but I didn't hear him say he was gonna hang up.
Okay, I tell you what.
Should I call him back? Should I tell Jug to pound sand and then I call, you know, Brett back?
I don't know
what to do. I don't want to tell Jug to, you know, pound sand. He'd run over.
What does pound sand mean? Like, eat my shorts?
Hit the bricks, you know, get the hell out of here. Go pole vault over a mouse turd somewhere else. Hang on
oh,
for
Lord.
Me.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, hold on. Like, did eat my
Sorry,
dust
my chores.
Mean, like,
literally?
Like, eat, but then Bart Simpson took it to eat my shorts.
Yeah, he was
and then now we're just all blatant, like, nah, we wasn't talking about my dust or my shorts. We was talking about my butt.
Yeah, he was literal. He took it into way different terms here.
Very much so. Wowee. Wow. Okay, so 10 to 12% rise in bathtub bursts. Say that one five times fast. Bathtub bursts in
bathtub birth.
In America.
Bathtub burps.
Nailed it.
Right now.
Birth bathtubs. Yeah, you should help him out.
Burt Hart.
Brett Hart. They still say it, man. They still say it wrong.
They're saying Burt Hart. They're spelling heart as like the you know, the organ in your chest.
Brett the Hitman's hard.
Like, what?
Come on, y'all. It's a legend.
Okay. We're going to get to your phone calls. I don't know who I hate more, Danny or Brett. I was just reading Paige's mind. Now, that was a text we just got at 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com phone lines. You can text it. If you're not timid, you can call it. 1-800-774-0093. Our phone line goes both ways.
It really does.
It's bilateral. You can text it or call it. You just...
Yeah. You decide.
You just be sweet to it. All right. Your reaction's next.
Paige, Lord.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys.
I tell you what.
I wish you would.
I think that there's disagreements on so many different levels right now on the text line. And what's interesting is not like a message board. Like, these people are arguing with each other, don't even realize it. Like, yep. We are the ones that are seeing the references and the different quotes about this.
They'll take sides. I love it. I love when they take sides.
It's also interesting how people are very, like, honest to God, like, if you have, wherever you have your kid, I mean, now, if you decide you want to have it, like, while you hang gliding or jumping out of an airplane or something where it's not safe, I do have issues with that. But if you just, like, you know what? We want to do it in the bathtub because it's going to get our chakras all charged.
If you have it at a business, it's going to ruin it for me. Just saying.
It's a good what?
If you have it at a business, it's just going to ruin it.
Depends on what business. If it was, like, Toys R Us or something, that'd be cool as hell.
Yeah, but, like, those aren't around, so.
Well, that's a good point, too. Isn't there one inside, like, a Sears or something?
There might be.
There's, like a Toys R Us inside of another store. It's like the Subway and a Walmart.
It's like there were two Kmarts left, and one just closed, Miami and Long Island.
Ah.
I forgot which one closed.
Well.
One Blockbuster left.
People that are, like, absolutely not in my bathtub. I won't allow my pregnant wife to have our... Okay, let me scroll back down. I screenshot this one. I won't let my pregnant wife have our son / or daughter... God, you have a hard time texting. In a bathtub. I am the father. I have just as much say-so in that. Now, that's bringing up, like, my body, my choice thing. I mean, it really is. Like, I don't know that does the dad have any say-so in the manner of childbirth? I don't think so.
Don't you want to make the woman the most comfortable to have the kid, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's coming out of her. Plus,
let her have it at, like, Big Air. Somewhere like a trampoline park.
Whole floor
but
is
I
trampoline.
Mean, you need to be truthful and tell her that nobody wants her to have it there. I mean, imagine being there and being pregnant and about to have a baby and everybody makes her feel uncomfortable.
Furthermore,
I sound like such a simp. I apologize, but you know, it's just kind
Rico of says you don't know what that means.
Well,
but here's the thing, like his his wife, who is the sister to the woman that's having the baby, allegedly in their bathtub. God, what a conversation to have right now. Is he didn't want to have it there either when he called the other dad. So it's the two sisters. But still,
he left him on the hook. He jumped off the hook and left him there. Left Annie on the hook.
Let's go to Autonomous. Or pardon me, Anonymous on line one. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Good. First, don't
stop. Hey, fat boy.
All here. Why Anonymous? Are you about to say something?
No, you can say no.
Okay.
Call me Carl. My name's Carl.
Oh, okay.
But I was Anonymous last time. Body paint.
Yeah.
And the hot wax that wasn't made for you, get poured on your chest.
Yes. I do remember that, actually. Normally, when I say that, I'm lying, but I really remember your call. So, what did you want to say there?
Well, I mean, you know, personally, I wish mine would have been born at the house because, hell, I worked 12 hours that day.
Thank you.
And then I was like, she was in labor for like 13 hours.
That's more hours than there are.
I was about to fall asleep, or, you know what I mean? I mean, yeah, I was up for 24 freaking hours in a row, more than 24.
Jeez, how many kids do you have?
I mean, it'd have been nice to kick back in the recliner and take a cold beer and call me when it starts.
How many is your last name Austin 316?
How many kids you got?
How many kids
you got?
Two.
Okay. Two. Yeah.
Two.
Well, gosh, I mean, you've said it
all. Yeah, but I mean, I just thought it was weird the dude hung up like he did.
Well, that's the big thing. Like,
sounded like he was upset that dude was on the same page.
Yeah, at least he got to transfer the heat, right? Like, he's done with it.
I love when you say stuff and you kind of, like, chuckle at yourself before you give us the opportunity to laugh. That's fun.
Yeah, well, sorry about that. But
no, I'm not. No. God, do I have that tone where it sounds like I'm being sarcastic? Like, I really thought that was funny.
Maybe he thought it was, like, a passive-aggressive
tone. Oh, no. I do that a lot, but not in this instance.
Well, I just worked 14-hour shift, so I'm on my way home, and I listen to y'all every morning, so I got another little complaint. They took you off one of the radio stations. And I didn't know what the heck. I turned it on. It was like easy listening shit.
Oh,
I was battering heck for 3 or 4 days. So my daughter told me that he was on a different station, and I finally got you tuned back in.
Yeah.
Where you at? You up in
one? If I can't hear y'all,
you in Tennessee?
Yeah, you in Chattanooga?
Yeah, I'm Chattanooga.
Oh, yeah, we moved, man.
We moved.
Love you.
Yeah.
It's the same station. We all did. Yeah. It's just a different frequency.
Got a bigger stick, baby.
Yeah.
Well, I moved too, man. We're all on the move.
Hell yeah. We're like the Jeffersons.
Yeah, I'm moving on up.
Yeah, Wheezy. George. All right, Anonymous. Have a good morning, sir. Thank you.
All right. Love y'all.
Love you.
Like you, baby. How you saying that?
That's
he's
awesome.
Cool.
I love somebody that says something. You know, I love that. It's just fun. But it sounds like I'm being sarcastic when I say
that. But he's right about being comfortable at his own house when she's having birth, sitting there on a recliner or whatever he wants to do.
You ever had your carpet cleaned? You got to go stay somewhere for like 3 or 4 hours, middle of the day. You're like, God dang it.
Or your house gets, you know, fogged for bugs. You got
to
leave.
Yeah, like that's a pain in the ass. But at the end of the day, it's something that needs to be done. And so one day you can.
4 hours.
I would, you know what I'd do? I'd go to the rest of the family members and be like, first off, shame on me for having a nice house.
Yeah,
secondly,
really.
Let's all take up a love offer and get them a damn hotel room.
You know what Carl should do? He should tell his buddies we're on 103.7 now in Chattanooga.
That was the, yeah.
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 Carl, spread the word.
103.7.
Yep. Got a bigger stick, baby.
Yeah. So like more people can hear us. Eventually, we're going to do a live show at the Ryman.
God, that'd be good.
I love it.
Yeah. Not the one in Nashville.
Plus, if you had a kid in a bathtub.
Someone's last name Ryman. We're going to do it from their living room.
Hey, man, I ain't got a big space, but you're welcome to it.
Yeah. We're going to do it from, it's another Opry. It's not the Grand Ole, but there's another one. Isn't there one?
Pumpkin Town
Opry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there where the big chair is. The people still try to climb up into
it. That's the one we'll do. Well, it's like the one at in the Bahamas. I climbed up there, was drunk as hell. Didn't even think about how it's going to get down.
Oh,
you know them
Lord.
Big old lifeguard chairs? They got like a pirate standing up. You go take a picture. You don't think about how you're going to get down. Fat ass gonna shimmy down the side. I about pulled it over on top of me.
I remember that.
I was the one that y'all just sat there and took pictures of him.
I did that with you and Chris.
It was the senior frogs.
It was senior frogs. Yep. That's where I started doing karaoke with that guy that looked like Q-Tip.
Yeah, a bunch of y'all just started like banging, just like hooking up, you know?
No.
Dudes, women, it was like all kinds of.
Nope. No.
You did pass out on the Lido deck and spilled chips everywhere.
Well, at least I didn't.
I gotta give him his chips back.
Well, they were poker chips. They wasn't tortillas.
I didn't realize it until I bit one already.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.